The Alaska Zoo in Anchorage has been home to a long line of polar bears over the years, from the infamous sneaker-stealing Binky to the fluffy cub Cully, which was shipped to a sister zoo back east last year. Right now, Apoon, a female, and Luiktik, a young male, are the only two residents in the zoo's polar bear enclosure, but that is soon to change. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the zoo plans a new program that is expected to help Alaska lead the country in polar bear captive breeding and research.
Polar bears in the United States were listed as threatened in May of 2008. In past years, the Alaska Zoo has provided a temporary home for 9 orphaned polar bear cubs in cooperation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It isn't easy to raise a polar bear. Alaska Zoo Director Pat Lampe ought to know.
We've had 2 within the last less than 4 years. So we feel it's important to be ready.
Lampe says the zoo needs more room for cubs.
You can't introduce a young cub in with an adult for 2 to 3 years. And so we really don't have the facility currently to be able to keep any more adults.
Right now, the zoo's permanent polar bear exhibit has room enough for 2 adult residents. Apoon came to the zoo as an orphan from the North Slope. Luiktik was born in captivity in Russia, then sent to an Australian zoo before ending up in Alaska. It is hoped that the two bears will become more than roommates, and plans are to expand the polar bear enclosure to provide denning space for Apoon should she become pregnant.
If our female got pregnant, you need to have some separation from her and the male. If we have to separate our bears for some reason, currently they're either one can be inside and one can be outside. So this would give us the opportunity that if we had to separate Apoon and Louie, that we could move one of them over to this new area. They would have a separate denning area and some outdoor area and some small pools to access.
The Alaska Zoo's ambitious expansion plan will be completed in 2 phases. Phase 1 will be a transition facility for orphan bear cubs, and Phase 2 will triple the size of the current permanent polar bear exhibit and include maternity dens. Last year, the Fish and Wildlife Service gave the zoo a 5-year authorization to be a rescue facility for North Slope polar bears. The Alaska Zoo is the only facility in the United States to have such an agreement with the federal agency.
Alaska is the only state that has polar bears native to its lands. If there should be a premier exhibit on this species, it should be in Alaska.
Eileen Floyd is the zoo's major gifts director. Floyd says the expansion plan has been under consideration for 5 years. The cost of the combined phases is about $8 million, but the zoo has most of the $1.4 million needed to begin work on the orphan cub transition facility. Fundraising has begun on the $6 million needed for Phase 2. Lampe and Floyd say many zoos are not taking polar bear cubs now because of recent rules set by the government of Manitoba.
Those standards are being adopted by zoos in the United States. That's the new bar for everybody to reach.
So if you're building a polar bear exhibit, you're going to build to those standards.
The zoo's expansion will be up to the Manitoba standards, with natural substrate in the outdoor yard area where bears can dig to their heart's content. Polar bears can live up to 40 years in captivity and can breed well into their 20s. Breeding polar bears in captivity could help researchers understand the reasons for reproductive failures in declining wild populations.
It's for the benefit of the wild population and the captive population.
The cub, Cully, will someday provide wild population DNA for future breeding programs. Lampe says a polar bear raised in captivity would most likely spend its life in captivity. He says the future of the polar bear can't be predicted during this time of change, but science can help.
Keep an eye on the science and what's going on with the pack sea ice up there. They're an amazing species, and it would be devastating to let them die off.
The Alaska Zoo collaborates with the Cincinnati and Memphis zoos on reproductive studies on polar bears. Other studies could show how much energy it costs a polar bear to swim, and one would even set protocols on how to wash polar bears in the event of an Arctic oil spill. Specially designed washing tables are already in place at Prudhoe Bay and at the Alaska Zoo. I'm Ellen Lockyer.